in just a little time here, turn it over to God. Hey, God, you want to do something? You want to show up in your congregation? You want to show up before your people? One thing I do want to look at is I want this to be a time of prayer. Your Father knows the things that you have need of before you ask Him, it tells us in Matthew. You might ask, well, if He already knows that, why do we have to pray? It's simple. Prayer is not informing God. Prayer is inviting God. Invite Him in when you call out to the Lord in your prayer and your petition. It's not informing God of something that He doesn't already know. But you're saying, God, come into my situation. Come into this time in my life. Come into this challenge that I'm experiencing. Come into this problem. Anybody got a problem? Anybody got a situation going on in your life? Anybody got healing or health or body is not just up to par? Any of those things? I think we could all check something off of that list, people. You know? Amen. Your Father knows the things that you have need of before you ask Him. I want to just open up in this time with our Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Pray that if you don't know what else to pray. You've covered a lot of bases there, haven't you? You've acknowledged that your Father is in heaven. You've acknowledged that He is worthy. He's hallowed. His kingdom will come. You're praying that, give us this day our daily bread. He will sustain you. He will help you survive. When Christians are facing a crisis and ask others around them to pray and remember them in prayer, that's a good thing to do. In Matthew 18:19, Jesus says this, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by the Father in heaven. As we have times of prayer, as we get times of just gathering together in one or two or three or four or whatever, those times come in agreement. Lord, we know that Christ is at the right hand of God the Father. What did He tell us? That He was there interceding for us. Hebrews 7:25, He is able once and forever to see those who come to God through Him. He lives forever to intercede with God on your behalf. See, when we go into times of prayer and you're praying for yourself or those around you, it's not just you, amen? Jesus is there interceding with you, and He's hearing your petitions. He's hearing those prayers that you're praying for others. He's there at the right hand. And in Romans 8:34, it is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. See, when we go into these prayer times or just allow the Holy Spirit to have His way and just allow Him to move among us, there's a power there that we don't understand. There's something that develops that maybe we can't put our brain into gear to figure this out. But that's okay. I would encourage you today to just disconnect your brain. Disconnect who you are. And allow the Spirit to come and move in you. I know you that are here have different issues and situations going on in your life. I can't help you with them. I can give you encouragement. I can give you scriptures. We can say how good God is. But until you realize how good God is, it's just me trying to tell you how good God is. If you just listen to me, it's just me telling you things. But if you would truly want to get hooked up to God by that of the Holy Spirit and the Spirit in you, then you will see some things develop and happen. And I'm not going to say they're always going to be good things. It may not be the way that you want it, but it's not your way, amen? It's His way. You know, as we are receiving Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are no longer our own. We have been bought by the price of the blood of Jesus Christ. We are His. But I'm okay with that, are you? I'm okay that I'm not my own. I don't have to be my own boss. I don't have to be me, myself, and I, and I'm going to take on the world, and I'm going to change it, and I'm going to do this. No, it's me to step back and say, Lord God, here I am. Use me. Whatever it is that I can help or do, what you want to use and put through me, Lord, I am yours. And Lord, if you want me to just to sit over here on the sideline and do nothing but praise and worship you, and that's going to fulfill what you have for me to do, I will be just as happy to stand over in the corner with arms held high, praising you and worshiping you for the God of who you are. God Almighty. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. We don't need to be in the main fight. We don't need to be in the main light or the stage light to see God move through us. It's just seeing you being obedient and listening and openness to what he would have for you, for us. The confidence that we have in approaching God is that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. We've got to get the will of God into our lives. What is it, Lord, that you want in my life? What is it? What is your will? If you don't know what it is in your life, ask him. That might be the first thing you need to pray. God, what is your will for me in my life? Here, again, the answers may not always be yes or what you want to hear, but I have come to learn. Have you come to learn that when God speaks to you, even though it kind of goes against the grain of your wants, that it's really for the betterment of you? Not even maybe at that time, because I'm in the heat of the battle at that time, so I need this now. And I prayed this now, but I don't see the answer now. What's going on, Lord? Well, don't you trust that he heard your prayer, heard your plea? He has. So we've got to sit there and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to stand on your word. I'm going to stand on the prayer. I know you heard it. And Lord, I pray right now until the answer comes through or until I receive what you want. Sustain me. Give me power. Give me strength to stand. And he tells us in his word, when all else fails, do what? Stand. And when it fails again, do what else? Stand. We have that from our Lord that we just need to sometimes stand in your situation. And don't throw in the towel. Many times I think we throw in the towel when that answer was just about there. It's like that prayer in Daniel, wasn't it? 20 and 1 days. You know, the 21st day the prayer was actually fulfilled, but it was heard, it says, the instant you prayed it, it was heard. And the answer was sent. But things in the spiritual realm hindered it and kept it from coming to completion instantly. But it persevered and it continued and it came through. Hallelujah. So we've got to know that our God will get that prayer to us. Amen. The devil is the one that wants you to doubt. The devil is the one that wants you to say, well, you prayed for that and it hasn't come. It's been 3 months now. It's been a year. It's been 2 years. I don't know what the time frame is in some of our prayers and things that we've searched God for. But you got to believe that the answer is still coming and that God heard your prayer. That's the most important thing. When the devil tries to put doubt in you and say, well, evidently the answer is not there, so he didn't hear. You go, oh, yes, he did, you old lying devil. He heard me. Because I'm a child of his. Hallelujah. And it talks about in Philippians, do not be anxious about anything. See, we get anxious. We get anxious. There could be some of you in here this morning right now, in the last 5 minutes, you've been anxious because it's like, oh, what's going on? What's going to happen? What will happen? I believe that the Spirit of God will speak and touch your lives. But don't be anxious. But in everything it says, be in prayer and petition, thanksgiving. Present your request to God. We do that, and it says here that the peace of God transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ. See, we need our hearts guarded and our minds guarded when we go into a time of just saying, okay, Lord, here I am. Do with me what you want. There's other things in here that we could look at. I mean, anything that you need. I mean, health and healing, it's there. Financial things, it's there. I'm not going to say he's going to open up the keys to the vault in the bank downtown and say, here, Tim, go and open, have all the money you want. It's not like he's going to open up heavens physically where I will see the materially dollar bills or maybe $100 bills falling into my lap, but I know that he's my provider and he will sustain me and take care of me. Even if you want for wisdom, he'll give you wisdom. James 1:5, if you need wisdom, ask God, who is generous, and he will give to you. He won't get mad at you. He will not rebuke you for asking him. I think sometimes we get into that level. I think the devil tells us, you really want to talk to God about that? You really want to approach God for that request or for that petition? You know, he's got to be upset with you. He's probably not going to, what's he going to think of you, Tim, if you ask him for that? Well, I got to kick the devil out of that thought and say he's gonna want me to come to him because he's my heavenly Father. He's my heavenly Father and he cares for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we come to a time that I just want you, Lord. Lord, I ask your presence to be here. I know it has been, but Lord, if you could just increase it, Lord, whatever you want to do. I'm just going to say, Lord, by faith, I'm already believing you're here. And as I look out over these wonderful people, Lord, I pray that your Spirit falls fresh upon them, falls upon them. You touch them, Lord, in special ways. Hallelujah. Just get into a time of prayer with them. Amen. Just get into a time of just wishing and wishing. No. That you're welcoming him in. Is everybody here understanding of the Holy Spirit and the filling of the Holy Spirit? Because I'm going to tell you, without that, you're just going to be like this bottle of water sitting on this step up here, or this pillar. It'll just be there, but hey, that's about it. You know, but the Holy Spirit in you is the one, that's that connecting point to the things of God. Does anyone need prayer for the receiving of the Holy Spirit? So you all are aware of that. Don't be worried about it. Don't be afraid of that. Oh my goodness, he just loves you. And I want to pray for healings. I want to pray for health. Amen? The body of Christ, we need to be strong.